Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is tree, T-R-E-E.
Really?
You bet your life! The DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
When did he get out? Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx! Well, here I am again, starting off the new year with a new sponsor. Now, before we go any further, I want everybody to run down to the corner and say hello to your DeSoto Plymouth dealer. As long as you're down there, you might as well buy one. George Fenneman, who's first to take a whack at the $1,000 tonight?
A bachelor and a spinster, Groucho, selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air. And here they are, Miss Mary Hopkins and Mr. Oscar Lind. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And if one of you says the secret word, he wins $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. Miss Hopkins, Mary Hopkins.
That's right.
You're a spinster?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from, Mary?
Well, originally from Newark, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you leave there? Weren't there any eligible bachelors in Newark?
No, I came out to California with the Prudential Insurance Company.
Well, that's a good policy to follow, I think.
The best.
Oscar Lind, is that right?
That's right.
You related to Jenny Lind?
She's my sister. I have a sister by the name.
But not the other Jenny.
No, no.
You're a bachelor, and where are you from, Batch?
Well, I'm originally from Chicago.
Why'd you leave? Weren't there any eligible spinsters there?
Oh, yes, there were. Mm-hmm. That's why I left.
How old are you?
I'm 51.
51, yeah. And Miss Hopkins?
Close to 40.
How close, Mary?
Oh, I still have a couple of years to go.
Which way?
Right, right.
I can't understand a girl as pretty as you not being married.
Oh, Groucho.
Well, you're a very attractive couple. Now, let's see what you have in common. Miss Hopkins, which do you prefer, the gay sporting type or the quiet, shy, unconscious type?
I think I like a little of each.
Oscar, are you gay, debonair, and witty?
Oh, not exactly.
So are you shy, quiet, and unconscious?
Oh, I think I'm a little of each.
Well, that's a nice combination, huh? He's half witty and half unconscious. Oscar, I trapped you into that. You can forget the whole thing. Let's pretend it never happened. Well, I always think it's fair that a couple about to be married should know each other's bad habits. Well, what about the bad habits? Do you have any bad habits, Oscar?
I snore a little.
How do you know you snore?
Tell me.
That's what they tell you, huh? Oscar, who tells you that?
My family.
Your family?
Yeah.
You mean Jenny Lind comes in and tells you what? Where does Jenny Lind live?
Over in Englewood.
Mm-hmm. And you snore clear across town, huh? Well, you're both good kids, and inasmuch as you'll soon be married in just 1 minute, you're going to have a chance to make $1,000.
And now, here is news about the first showing of the greatest new model which has ever borne the name DeSoto. It will be on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers on Tuesday, January 10th. A new model in every sense of the word, because it is new from bumper to bumper. The smart-looking full-width front grille gives this car a look of power, which its high-compression engine so justly deserves. Its graceful new back has sleek new lines, new fenders that have a graceful sweep to them that will serve to make DeSoto the car that catches the eye of everyone who appreciates beauty of line and clean modern design. Yet, with all its style advantages, here is a practical car. A car that delivers such operating economy that it will truly delight you. It has more visibility in its big rear window, which has also been lowered for comfortable vision. Bigger brakes with less pedal pressure. A truly roomy trunk. Chair-high seats. Wide, wide doors. And, of course, being a DeSoto, it lets you drive without shifting. Tuesday, January 10th, is the day to see it. The first day. Don't miss the unveiling, which takes place at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Now, let's see if you two are going to be our winning couple and get a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. Fenneman, tell them the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's going on out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected current popular tunes as your category. Is that right? Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much are you going to bet?
$10.
Jerry Fielding will play. You give me the name of the song.
Gentle People.
Come on, out the whole title now.
Dear Hearts and
Dear
Gentle
Heart
People.
And Gentle People is right. And they're on their way. They have $30, Groucho. Now you've got $30. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the $30 will you try?
$20.
What is the name of this song?
Don't Cry Joe
is correct.
They're climbing, Groucho. They have $50.
All right, you're climbing. You got $50. Here's your third question. How much of the 50 will you try?
30, 40.
Talk up. Remember, you're going to be married 40. Soon, so you'll have to start talking to each other.
40.
You're going to try $40. Give me the title of this song. Play, Jerry. What is it? Come on, take a stab. Nothing?
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. It's slipping around.
Oh, yes.
They now have $10.
That's a shame. You still got a chance with the big money. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 10 are you going to go for?
Five?
Is that all right with you, Oscar?
Anyone bet
Oscar,
ten?
Stop dreaming of Jenny Lind here. Attention here, huh?
We bet the 10.
Let's see if you can identify this song. I Can Dream, Can I is correct.
And they wind up with $20.
You wound up with 20 bucks. Thanks and good luck from your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now, don't go away. You still have a chance at the big question.
Groucho, the secret word is still tree.
I know it, George.
Perhaps the next couple will say it, though. We asked for some housewives who lived in Hollywood, and just before we went on the air, Mrs. Etta Terkel was selected to be on the show. Her partner is the Honorable Gordon L. McDonough, member of the United States House of Representatives. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life and a Happy New Year. And if one of you says the DeSoto Plymouth secret word, he wins $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. Honorable Gordon L. McDonough, eh? You're a congressman.
That's correct.
Is everybody honorable in Congress?
I certainly hope so.
How long have you been incongruous? I mean in... in Congress.
This is my third term.
Third time, eh? You better look out. One more offense and you'll get life. Are you married, Gordon?
Oh, yes.
Who's the Speaker of the House?
Sam Rayburn.
Now, come now. You're not married to Sam Rayburn. Who's the speaker in your house?
Oh, Mrs. McDonough, of course.
Any little minority parties at home?
Yes, I have a family.
How many squawkers do you have, Gordon?
Seven.
Raising your own votes, eh?
Yes, they're all able to vote.
Can I ask who they vote for?
You can guess.
So can you, you know. Mrs. Terkel, is that right?
That's right.
What does your husband do, Mrs. Terkel?
He's a salesman.
What does he sell?
Siding for homes.
Siding?
For homes.
I mean, what kind of... insiding or outsiding? Etta, how old are you? Are you old enough to vote?
Yes.
How long have you been voting?
15 years.
Add to that 21, that makes you 36, is that right?
Well, make it 34.
You were voting illegally 2 years? As a voter, do you feel there's anything wrong with the country, Etta?
Well, I think so. Nothing serious.
No.
Well.
What?
Taxes are going up. Employment is going down.
Well, look, Etta, if you feel that way about it, why don't you squawk about it?
I do.
Who do you squawk to?
My husband.
What does he say?
Well, he don't say anything. He just sits there and listens to the radio.
Why don't you complain to your congressman? Who is your congressman?
Well, begins with a T. I'm not sure of his name.
Is it Truman? No, he's from Missouri. Didn't you say you lived in Hollywood?
Yes.
Well, shake hands with your congressman. There's two more votes for you, Gordon. Didn't you know that Mr. McDonough was your representative in Washington?
I had no idea.
Can you tell me who played Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind?
Clark Gable.
Well, Congressman, my advice to you is to get a job in the movies playing congressman. What is your party, Etta? You don't have to answer that, but if you don't, we throw you in jail.
I don't pick the party, it's the man.
You voted for Clark Gable, huh? Now, Mrs. Teichel, I don't mean to be too hard on you. Most of us don't know our congressman. In fact, if it wasn't for Barclay's marriage, I wouldn't know it was vice president. Do you have any special job in Washington, Gordon?
I'm a member of the Public Works Committee and also a member of Subcommittee on Flood Control.
The public gets the works from every committee in Washington. Have you been the author of any important bills?
Yes, I'm the author of the bill that's now being investigated right here in Los Angeles for an Air Force Academy. Yeah. And also for the improvement of the Los Angeles Post Office. I obtained $1,760,000 for that during the last Congress.
What's that? Put fresh ink in the...
No.
Do you have any message for the voting public, Congressman? Remember, this is only a half-hour program.
Well, of course, the important thing is to let your congressman know how you feel.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mrs. Teichel, how do you feel?
Oh, fine.
Well, that's what you wanted to know, wasn't it, Gordon? Well, Congressman McDonough, it's been a privilege to have you here. And when you get back to Washington, I want you to stand up there on the floor of the House and tell him Mrs. Teichel is feeling just fine. Now let's play the DeSoto Plymouth game. You bet your life for $1,000. You run your $20 into more than our other couples, and you get a chance at the big question. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but George is offstage to remind our listeners.
The Bachelor and the Spinster won $20.
Here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected nicknames of states as your category. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to shoot for?
10.
All right. What state is known as the Hoosier State?
Indiana.
Indiana is right.
And they're on their way, Groucho, with $30.
Oh, remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the 30 are you going to try?
20.
Agreeable.
All right. What state is known as the Free State? Tough one. Mrs. Teichel, you can think too, you know. I'm sorry, the bell is tolled and it's Maryland. Now you only have $10, is that right?
Right.
$10. How much are you going to try now?
Ten.
$10. Okay, what state is known as the Show Me State?
Missouri.
Missouri is correct.
And they're on their way again. They have $20.
All right, now you're climbing. You got $20. How much are you going to try the 20?
20.
What state is known as the Bluegrass State?
Kentucky.
Kentucky is right.
And they wind up with a grand total of $40.
Thanks and good luck from your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Well, we'll soon know who's going to be tops tonight and get the chance at the $1,000. Fenneman, who's leading?
Well, the housewife and the congressman are ahead with $40. And Groucho, the secret word is still tree.
It is.
We invited some sailors to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected apprentice seaman John Stafford, and his partner is Admiral Frederick C. Sherman. And here they come. Gentlemen, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers, mates. And if one of you says the secret word, he wins $100 instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. An admiral and a sailor, eh? Sailor, where are you from?
Arkansas.
Where are you stationed now?
Terminal Island.
John Stafford, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You related to Joe Stafford, the singer?
No, sir.
You wish you were?
Yes, sir.
Admiral Sherman, is that right? Where are you stationed, Admiral?
I'm not stationed anywhere. I'm retired.
Why don't you wear your uniform? Don't you ever wear it anymore?
Well, when I'm retired, I'm not supposed to wear the uniform except on national holidays or occasions of great ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you wear it around the house?
No.
Never put it on?
Not in a long time.
Does it fit anymore?
Huh? Yeah, I think it still fits.
Oh, you have tried it on. Yeah. Oh, by the way, do you kids know each other? Fred, shake hands with Joe here, huh?
How you doing, sir?
Sailor, you look nervous. Is this the first time you've been close to a microphone, John?
Well, it's the first time I've been close to an admiral.
Say, the admiral looks a little nervous, too. Maybe he's never been this close to a sailor. Fred, I'll call you Fred. You don't want me to keep calling you Admiral, do you?
No.
You're just wearing your suit around the house. And... this is not said in any derogatory sense, Fred, but what kind of an admiral are you? Huh?
Well, I'm what they call a full admiral.
You mean you just ate? What other kind of admirals are there? Empty admirals?
No, they have.
Fred, would you enlighten me what kind of admirals are there?
Vice admirals.
Vice, well, that sounds very interesting. John, what is your title in the Navy?
Seaman apprentice.
How long have you been in the service?
Just several months.
And what did you... start out with, huh? What rank?
Seaman apprentice.
Well, don't look now, but your rank is dragging, huh? Are you married, sailor?
No.
No what?
I'm not married.
Is that the way you bring up these sailors, Admiral?
No, sir.
Tell them what to say, Admiral.
Say no, sir.
No, sir.
I'll pipe you overboard. I wish I knew what that meant, eh? I'd pipe him at that if I wasn't smoking a cigar. Eh? Now then, are you married?
No, sir.
Admiral, what about you? Before you got married, did you have a girl in every port?
No, that's an old myth.
I don't care how old she is. You didn't have a girl in every port? Did you have some port in every girl? Admiral Sherman, how long have you been in the Navy?
Well, I had almost 41 years service when I retired.
What was your biggest mistake?
Well, when I was a student aviator down at Pensacola, I tried to taxi a 105-foot wingspread airplane through an 80-foot drawbridge.
That wasn't when you retired, though, huh? What was your most exciting experience, Admiral?
Well, I think it was when I was captain of the aircraft carrier Lexington in the Battle of Coral Sea, and the Lexington was damaged and had to be sunk later by our own torpedoes.
What was your biggest thrill, Admiral?
When I stood on the bridge of the Missouri in Tokyo Bay and watched the Japanese sign the surrender terms at the end of World War II.
Well, that's about as big a thrill as anybody could have. I didn't know you were quite that much of a war hero. Wouldn't have cracked all those bum jokes about them. You're going to have quite a job following this chap here, Sailor.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sailor, come down out of the rigging. I want to ask you a few things. In your Navy career, what was your most harrowing experience?
Well, I guess that was the time I forgot to salute an officer.
You're lucky they didn't make you walk the plank, eh? Did you get a demotion?
Oh, no, they can't do that to me. Nothing lower than the seaman apprentice.
Why do you say you weren't demoted?
Because there's nothing lower than the seaman apprentice.
Well, Fred, now that you're retired, how are you spending your time? Feeding pigeons?
No, I've been writing a book for the last 2 years.
Oh, you're an admiral, all right. Now, what's the book about?
Well, its title is Combat Command, the American Aircraft Carriers in the Pacific War. Admiral Bill Halsey has written a foreword for me, and it'll be on the bookstands on the 27th of January.
Well, put me down for one of the first copies, will you? Anybody doesn't buy a copy, we'll have them court-martialed. Do you have any advice that would benefit our sailor here, Admiral?
Well, yes, I'd advise him to make the most of his opportunities in the Navy by advancing himself, going through the trade schools, and taking the correspondence courses which are available to everybody in the Navy.
What about you, Sailor? Sailor, what advice have you got for the Admiral here?
Seamen don't have advices for Admirals.
Go on, go ahead. Go ahead, as one sailor to another, slip him some advice. Tell him where's the best place to find some girls. Would you say Hollywood and Vine?
Well, I've always had pretty good luck on her Sunset and Gower.
Well, there you are, Admiral. How soon will you be over there?
Oh, I'm not interested in that anymore.
Well, you're retired, all right. Well, I must say that the Navy has acquitted itself admirably here tonight. Now, gentlemen, you're going to weigh anchors for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. You're on your $20 and more than the other couples, and you get a chance at the big money. Fenneman, remind our listeners who's ahead.
The housewife and the congressman are ahead with $40.
Here we go. Let's say Ohio can build you $20. You selected Smiths and Jones as your category. Now, you have $20. How much do you want to try?
$10.
I think we can gamble on $10, yes.
What is the name of the Jones girl who recently married David O. Selznick?
Jennifer, wasn't it?
Jennifer Jones is right.
Yes, they're on their way with $30, Groucho.
How much of the 30 will you try?
15.
15, huh? Okay. What was the name of the famous Smith who was a friend of Pocahontas?
John Smith.
Captain John Smith is right.
They're climbing now. They have $45.
All right, you got $45. How much are you going to try? Here's your third question.
20.
I think 20 would be, yes.
20. What is the first name of the former golf champion named Jones?
Bobby.
Bobby Jones is right.
They're really on their way now. They have $65.
All right, you're shooting along with $65, and here's your last chance now to beat the other couples. How much of the 65 are you going to shoot?
30.
35.
30.
30, then.
30.
You're going to wind up in irons, you know that. What was the name of a famous Smith who was a governor of New York? He wore a brown derby.
Al Smith.
Al Smith is right.
And they wind up with a grand total of $95.
Shake hands with the Admiral there. Huh?
And that means that the sailor and the Admiral, with their $95, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Thank you.
Yes, no matter what make of car you now drive or expect to buy, don't make a decision until you visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer on Tuesday, January 10th. For that is the big day to see this truly new model, the new DeSoto. A car with feature after feature that's new. A car whose beauty of line and great performance will do more than all the talk in the world to thrill you and your entire family. A car so smartly designed that you'll want it standing in front of your home. A car so skillfully designed that it brings a whole new concept of driving ease, of roominess. As for economy of operation, here again, mere words cannot do justice to the power at your command of its high compression engine, to its long life valves that add thousands of trouble-free miles to your driving pleasure, to its bigger, easier to apply brakes, to the tiptoe hydraulic shift and fluid drive that lets you drive without shifting. This year, more than ever before, it's DeSoto that is pointing the way to automotive beauty, economy, comfort, with not just a few changes, but an entirely new model. So next Tuesday, January 10th, make sure you see this new DeSoto at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And here are the sailor and the admiral, the winning couple, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question, Groucho.
All right, here we go for $1,000. Ready? I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on one single answer between you, so think carefully, and please, no help from the audience. Here it is. When George Washington was given command of the Continental Army, his commission as general was signed by the President of the Continental Congress. Who was this President of the Continental Congress? Okay, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
I think it was John Adams.
No, I'm sorry. It was John Hancock. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won $95 in the quiz. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
You Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, You Bet Your Life, presented by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation. And don't forget, the big question will be worth $1,500.
Well, it's time to let Bing Crosby have the air, so good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. When driving your car, don't depend on the other guy. Suppose he's depending on you. This is George Fenneman, signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.